Hello, lovelies. It's Ivy. And today I've decided to have my test run be instead of the script that I've written, be a little artsy fartsy. And I was going to read some poetry and maybe song lyrics that I like. If you hear anything in the background, it's because my cats are going nuts, as usual. It is 3:39 a.m., the witching hour. I tend to record in the middle of the night just because it's quietest. Oh, I'm in a very reflective mood today. Oh, this is a new mic, by the way. I'm sure you can notice, but I decided to do some poetry and stuff, and I didn't write the poetry, but I'm just feeling a little on a performer basis, just wanting to sink my teeth into a meatier piece of work. I'm doing Cinderella right now, and it's fun. I've gotten a whole character arc built in my head for my character, but it's to keep myself entertained more than anything. And it's not satiating my hunger to be performing. So here we are, and I decided that I would take my anxiety meds, and I just smoked a fat joint to my face, so I should be very smooth to talk to, I hope. A little deeper than usual, a little more seductive and thick like honey running down the mic. We shall see, though. Let me just get this last thing pulled up that I want to have ready to sing. Not sing. It's a song, but I won't sing it. It's a little too late for that at the moment. I was going to look up Girl Anachronism by the Dresden Dolls, too. I forgot about that. Maybe next time. I decided to ultra-medicate myself just because I am nervous. I'm a musical theater actress. I don't get to bite into classical theater much or straight plays in general. And so monologues have always been an odd thing for me, but I mean, this is kind of a monologue, especially when I do the script. So I'm just fucking around with my artistic integrity. Leave me alone. Fuck off. All right, here we go. This is the first poem that came to mind, because it's one of my favorites. I know you've heard it already, I'm sure. It's "Do Not Stand at My Grave and Weep" by Mary Elizabeth Fry. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glints on snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. I just love it. I just love it. Breathtaking. What is your favorite poem or spoken word or whatever? Comment. Let me know. This one makes me nervous because I also love it very, very much. I hope to one day harness the power of a Greek tragedy level heroine, if that makes any sense to you. As like I said, as much as I'm a musical theater performer, one of my dream roles is Medea. Not Medea, like the popular one of the moment. If you know, you know. Fuck, that's a fucked up play, but like, God, to play that woman would be earth-rocking, just shattering. And I mean, any female character, no, fuck it, any character in Titus Andronicus, why stick with gender? Who gives a shit about it anymore? Lady M from M, if you know, you know. I just, one day I want to have that big dick energy, and this poem gives me that big dick energy feel. I don't know what the title is. It might be untitled. And I don't want to say the author because I just don't trust what I see on the internet. Do not fall in love with people like me. I will take you to museums and parks and monuments and kiss you in every beautiful place so that you can never go back to them without tasting me like blood in your mouth. I will destroy you in the most beautiful way possible. And when I leave, you will finally understand why storms are named after people. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is another one that is by Nikita Gill, and it's very Game of Thrones, very rising up Amazon warrior princesses kind of situation, but God, I love it. Remember what you must do when they undervalue you. When they think your softness is your weakness. When they treat your kindness like it is their advantage. You awaken every dragon, every wolf, every monster that sleeps inside of you, and you remind them what hell looks like when it wears the skin of a gentle human. Ah. So good. So good. So good. Okay, so this is the lyrics. We'll see if I actually keep this on the recording, but it's a song that just goes through my mind at the most random of times, and it talks to me. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you who it's by until the end, just because I don't want you to judge it if you don't know it, but... What if I wanted to break and laugh it all off in your face? What would you do? What if I fell to the floor, couldn't take all this anymore? What would you do? Come break me down? Bury me. Bury me. I am finished with you. What if I wanted to fight, beg for the rest of my life, what would you do? You say you wanted more. What are you waiting for? I'm not running from you. Come, break me down. Bury me. Bury me. I am finished with you. Look in my eyes. You're killing me. Killing me. All I wanted was you. I tried to be someone else, but nothing seemed to change. I know now this is who I really am inside. I finally found myself fighting for a chance. I know now this is who I really am, so come break me down. Bury me. Bury me. I am finished with you. Look in my eyes. You're killing me. Killing me. All I wanted was you. Come break me down. Break me down. Break me down. What if I wanted to break? That was called The Kill. It's by 30 Seconds to Mars. People give Jared a lot of shit now. Think he's actually running a cult. I wouldn't be surprised if he got canceled for something very soon. And it'll break my heart. But god damn it, 30 Seconds to Mars is one of my favorite bands. That's From Yesterday. That's the album called From Yesterday. And it was the album that really kind of started to kick them into gear. And then This Is War is the one where they really took off. I'm on it. Actually, they had fans come to an empty theater in LA and just said, show up. And the band came out on the stage and we recorded all these cheers and chants and all sorts of stuff. And one of the songs, Kings and Queens, you hear it in movie trailers all the time. And I always just smile to myself. Because I'm like, I am part of that moaning horde in the background of that song. But I got to spend 8.5 hours staring at Jared Leto just being himself, just working on music and just standing on the stage trying to figure shit out. And just, even though there was like, I think 250 of us at least in the room, it was just so cool because he was just an artist working on his art and we were privy to that. So I hope that he doesn't get canceled. I'm just rambling with you guys too, I guess, huh? Sweet dreams, my babies. Thank you for listening to this. And once I get something naughty recorded, you will be the first to know.